Let's talk Jupiter's Legacy, episodes 5 and 6 of the Miller World Netflix show. It's an 8-episode season, so we're entering into the second half with these particular episodes. And I texted you guys that I'm like, man, I really like half of Jupiter's Legacy, and that was really true of this particular set of episodes, where when we were in the past, I was all in. I was like, oh, okay, so this is where the boat's going, and oh, there's that guy, and okay, we're putting the pieces together, and how's this going to work? Is he really going to get the boat through there? Is he really going to take over? Are they going to get their superpowers here? I can't wait to find out. Is this how it happens, or is it something beyond the island? I was all in. I'm invested in all the characters, even knowing a little bit about where they're going, and the fact that George ends up being evil is interesting, and it adds some spice to it. As soon as we went back to the present, I was like, I think I could take a look at something else for a little while until, you know, I'll catch the gist of it. It's just quite a contrast for me in what captures my interest.
Tom, I am so sorry. I fundamentally misunderstood your text, because it's so obvious to me that the boring ass story about the dude who is getting laid by the chick and the chick who does the drugs in modern day, super interesting. Who cares about this epic 1920s explore?
Really? You were digging the past stuff in the first few episodes. That changed for you, huh?
No, obviously I'm lying, Tom. Come on. So unlike MODOK, which I've really been trying to like, I've been actively trying to hate Jupiter's Legacy. Ain't been able to pull it off yet. It's been even the current day stuff. Daughter who refuses the mantle of the utopian is wanting to get laid, taking a break, and suddenly her mom is floating outside the window like a creeper. They have a discussion about all that, like that tickled me in all the parental right ways. I keep waiting for whatever episodes are going to justify the terrible ratings that I've seen on this, but I've still continued to enjoy every single episode.
I'm not hating it at all. I'm really liking the past stuff. The present stuff is good enough. Like I said, it adds some spice to the past lore so that I care. I did get interested when Grace almost killed Baryon, and I thought she was gonna. I thought, like, oh, this is where she breaks the code. And I guess, no, the point of the present day story is, should we all decide to change the code given what's going on, right? It's a parable for the modern day. Yeah, when you're facing opposition that is so much worse than you ever imagined, do you have to adapt your morals to deal with it? And I really thought they were going to have Grace do it and be like, yeah, Sheldon, I had to kill him. You're wrong, you know, and split things. But they decided to go like, no, she's going to follow the code, but she's going to be unhappy about it because someone died because she followed the code.
I am super fascinated to find out how they resolve crazy, seriously crazy Sheldon with the utopian. Like, how do we go from somebody who at the last episode we've seen, third from the end.
Cover her face, episode 6.
Yeah. Freaking losing his mind, screaming at phantoms that aren't there, waving guns around, demanding people do things. And then, great, congratulations, you found Skull Island, and now suddenly we're going to respect you? I don't, how do we get from here to there?
Oh. I can't wait for that too. It makes perfect sense that it would happen, right? Is we know he's going to go through a fundamental transformation. He's going to become superhero, right? That's going to change things. There's a lot of time between then and now for him to grow and mature and learn his lessons. And also, the reason he's raving, we all know, it's because he sees his dead father. As soon as that goes away, one of the main reasons he's raving goes away as well. So I see all the entry points, but you're right. It'll be interesting to see, like, all right, how do you convince me that journey takes place?
But at this point, at the end of the most recent episode, like, he's hit bottom. And most importantly, everybody knows he's lost his mind. Full
but
stop.
But they find the island, right?
But then they find the island. But it's like, respect is one of those things, that once lost, it's
but you found the island.
You don't
right?
get to snap your fingers and bring back respect.
I mean, to me, it's like, this guy's lost it. Oh my God, he's crazy. And then the island shows up and they're like, oh crap, he was right. He may have sounded crazy, but he was right. We had to go through the storm and look where we are. And then they all get superpowers and suddenly, oh, got it. No, he wasn't crazy. He was a visionary. That happens all the time.
At this point, I'm fascinated that I feel about Jupiter's Legacy a little bit about how I felt with spoilers for another Star Wars related show. There was a character that showed up de-aged and people had opinions on, and it bothered me not at all that moment. It bothered me a lot how bad the old people makeup is on everybody at the beginning.
Okay, that and has now, not been bothering me at all. And this is not the first time you brought it up, but go ahead, finish your thought.
Correct. But now I am joining your side where it's like I'm just not seeing it. I'm just understanding. Yeah, dude, no, this is 100-year span of a story. They're going to look, you know, young, air quotes, at one point, and also, old, air quotes, at the other point.
I wonder, this is total headcanon, and it may be just me rationalizing, but I'm like, maybe the only thing that ages about them is their hair color. Because the superpowers.
Well, I mean, certainly that's how they've decided to do makeup for what's-her-name, because she looks like she... There she is.
The mother looks very young in the show, in the episode that I saw.
I don't know next to her daughter. In fact, I would definitely hit on the mother instead of the daughter. Honestly, all of them
look like they're pretty much the same, except, you know, Sheldon's got long hair and a beard, but otherwise, and it's gray. Otherwise, he doesn't look that different.
Yeah. Sorry. Now I'm thinking about how attractive. What's her name is?
Okay.
Grace. Yeah. Sheldon, it's Sheldon's wife you're talking about.
Yeah. Just, yeah. You know. Yeah. Sorry. I'm going to steal her away. Sorry, Sheldon. I'm coming for her. All of a sudden, the walls cave in.
Bryce, what about yourself? Have you started watching this at all?
I have still only seen 2 episodes or so of
Got it.
Okay. It seems interesting, but I just haven't gotten back to it.
Dude, to put a button on everything.
Should I just skip to, because next week we're doing the final 2 episodes of the season. Is it a thing where if I just skip to the end, is it going to be a bit?
Because I mean, describe it, maybe that would be okay. I wouldn't normally recommend it, but.
I would actually, let me give you a hybrid solution. Mm. Watch everything from the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and the moment you get to modern day, like old people, current crap, who cares?
Skip, scrub, go
back to 1920s.
Yeah, that might work too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll probably just stick with skipping the middle 6, watch the final 2. But it'd be interesting. I don't know. It'd
definitely
be interesting.
Watch
I thought the vibe
episode
was-
7.
Okay.
Wait, 7? No, 6.
6?
I would watch episode 6 because I think the arrival at the island is...
The last 15 minutes or
whatever. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's somebody who's you know, he's gambled everything and has nothing, literally has nothing, and they're at a point of no return, and it turns out he was right. Spoiler.
Any other thoughts on Jupiter's Legacy?
No. When does it get bad, Tom? Why do people not like it as much as they should?
It must be the present day stuff, and they just don't care about the past. I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah. That is Jupiter's Legacy, episodes 5 and 6.